All right, everybody, we got to talk about the absolutely atrocious vibe shift happening on the ground in New York City due to one person, and that is Donald Trump. The Knicks are on a 2-win streak in their final series against the Spurs, and I was in New York City roughly 3 or 4 nights ago as they were winning Game 2. I was interviewing the mayor, Zohran Mamdani, and you know, the energy on the ground was palpable. It was contagious. People were so incredibly excited to be a part of this. And I'm not just making this political for no reason. Donald Trump is actually touching down in New York City to go to the Knicks games. And they're already closing some streets. It's hurting the fans' ability to go to the game or to go watch the game in certain areas. And thankfully, Zohran Mamdani, the mayor, is coming up with some solutions and some free watch parties that we'll talk about throughout this video. So this is really one of those like juxtaposition videos where we compare the way Donald Trump has rancid vibes versus the way Mayor Zohran Mamdani is helping push for a better New York City, overall just a better, stronger Democratic Party. Let's start off with this clip from right after the Knicks won Game 2 in New York City. Even if you're not a Knicks fan, even if you're the biggest Spurs fan in the world, you have to be able to appreciate this type of energy coming from a Democratic mayor. Listen.
You're not going to believe this. So we just got a phone call from the mayor saying because of the Knicks winning, we can keep going until 12:30 instead of 12. So this is fucking amazing. Holy shit.
If Democrats acted like this in every single state, in all 50 states, we would sweep. We would never have trouble winning. Obviously, Zohran is leagues ahead of a lot of these Democrats. We then learned just about 5 minutes ago, Zohran Mamdani is announcing free Knicks watch party at Bryant Park. Very brilliant stuff. Also, if you live in New York City, on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, there will be these COGE hearings. It's how to make the government more efficient for you, where you can show up and tell your policymakers the policy that you want to see. It's very brilliant feedback in real time. Andrew Yang, a New Yorker, says, man, Trump visiting Madison Square Garden for Game 3 tonight is really messing with the vibe. Prof J says, if the Knicks lose, we know who's to blame. Then we get to the really rancid vibes. This is really where it gets tough for people in New York who want to see the game. I mean, there's still ways to watch it, but we learn from the official Knicks Twitter account that fans have to arrive at least 2 hours before the 8:30 p.m. tip-off to get through the security because of Trump. Some will have to arrive many hours before. Many New Yorkers will have streets closed down. Watch parties will be much, much harder. That's why Zohran Mamdani is trying to come up with creative solutions, like having certain watch parties in Bryant Park. But the Knicks said, as we move closer to Game 3 of the NBA Finals on Monday night, Madison Square Garden and the United States Secret Service want to help ensure a safe and enjoyable experience for all ticket holders. And a strict no-bag policy will be in effect, and fans should make every effort to limit personal items. They say there will be TSA-style screening procedures, extra security. Guests are strongly encouraged to arrive early for additional time. I mean, come on. Do we really have to ruin the vibes of such a good thing? Here is Mace pointing out how if the Knicks lose tonight, it is going to be Trump's fault. Trump is likely going to get viciously booed. I don't even know why he's attempting to show up to this. By the way, if you appreciate the breaking news videos on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I'll actually be flying to New York City kind of later tonight in order for some business meetings tomorrow. But I'll go party. I'll go party if the Knicks win. I'm down for it.
What I'm thinking right now, if you got the Knicks playing the way they plan, anything new could jeopardize what we've been seeing. It's just that. And people are going to blame you. People, if you think they hated Trump before, if he comes to this game and they lose, his presidency might be on the line in New York. They're just going to have a hard time, you know, dialing in with Trump there because it breaks a lot of the things that are going on. Now, you know, Trump has visited sports in the garden before.
For some very serious analysis, I made a video like an hour ago about Iran where we're breaking down the deep policy of Iran. So talking about basketball may seem like a little bit different, but this is an actual serious vibe shift for the Knicks, who are on a 2-game win streak, who have made it to the finals for the first time in decades. And like Mace is saying, any new element that you add to this is going to throw off the environment. Any boos that you add towards Trump, the cameras being more focused on him, extra security, extra screening, people having roads closed on their way. It's harder for some people to get to their watch parties. It's hard. Look at this. Last night, a crowd gathered in front of Trump Tower and chanted, "New York hates you."
New York hates you. New York hates you. New York hates
okay, I really hope that the vibes aren't thrown off so much so by Trump that they lose their win streak. But let's go over to the good vibes for just one second. I think it's worth highlighting this. Today is a big sports day for Mayor Zohran Mamdani. This was him roughly 1 hour. That guy let it go in the net. To be fair, this guy let it go in the net. How are you supposed to block the mayor's soccer ball? You can't do that. But Zohran needs to be replicated. If he was in all 50 states, we would be winning all 50 states. Here is Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez breaking down the vibe killer that Donald Trump has been in New York City.
It already has been a vibe killer because now the city has to shut down all the MSG watch parties that happen outside of the arena that have been the source of, like, so much fun for everybody, both if you're there and if you're watching it after the clips are posted. Now all of that's going to get shut down tomorrow because Trump wants to show up. And I can tell you, like, as a politician, you know, I've gone to my fair amount of sports games. There are just some things that, like, I mean, you don't want to go either to jinx it or just in general, sometimes the accommodations that are required for the security for you to show up are just not worth shutting down the fun for so many other people. And sometimes you decide not to go to things so that other people can enjoy it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, AOC. She broke it down perfectly as a New Yorker. It's a serious vibe killer. It is a serious detriment to the watch parties that were happening near Madison Square Garden because Trump has to narcissistically attend this game. Mayor Zohran Kwame Mamdani posted just a few hours ago, "The New York Knicks are home and our city is ready to show out. We're hosting a free watch party for 5,000 New Yorkers tonight in Bryant Park. You can register at the link below starting at noon today." You can find this on his Twitter. You can go to this link if you live in New York City. You can also go to nyc.gov/COGE, COGE, if you want to go to the government efficiency hearings. Here's Trump with his rancid vibes.
The Knicks won game one of the NBA Finals. There's been a lot of speculation. Have you decided whether or not you want to attend a game at Madison Square
Garden? Well, I've been a Knicks fan for a long time, and I'm also a Jim Dolan fan. He's a nice guy, okay? He's been a long time wanting to win, and he's a competitive guy, and he's got a team that's amazing. You know, I don't think they've lost a playoff game.
12 straight wins.
Can you imagine that? And it was not looking good. I saw the beginning of the game, and it wasn't looking good. I missed the middle because I talked to generals all night long now. But I watched that end of the game, and they were dominant. Really amazing. And Wemby's a great player. He's going to be a great player, and he is already a great player. I say, how do you guard this guy? 7'5", and he's got a great shot, right? But they find a way to do it. They're really great. They're a great team. And I'm happy for Jim because Jim has really been fighting hard to, you know, produce such a team. So you never know. The answer is yes, he's invited me. I'm going. Say it.
That's when he announced that he's going to the game. And immediately, people began to say this. It is extremely important to the entire United States of America that tomorrow night at the Knicks game, they show Trump on the big screen and everyone boos. And then they show Zohran on the big screen and everyone cheers. Please have this teed up. If you're hearing me, God, please allow this to happen. If you're hearing me, Madison Square Garden camera operator, please allow this to happen. Please save us, Donald Trump. Please, please allow there to be a back-to-back Donald Trump getting booed with Zohran Mamdani getting cheered. That is all I'm asking for tonight. And it would be cool if the Knicks won as well. You know, I'm not somebody who deeply, deeply is embedded or involved, but over the past few weeks and months, I have been getting increasingly interested and I'm beginning to really enjoy this. So I love you all. I'll see you in the next video and peace out.